Glovelets.
And a muff.
Glovelets.
Glovelet. Yes. Bailey's costume she tried
Next, on a very special edition of Foul Monkeys, Ricky learns a tough lesson in love.
That's what it sounds like he's doing, like tearing you to shreds. Not fucking you.
Oh!
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Nicole.
This is Samantha.
And this is Sarah.
Sarah!
Our very special guest, Sarah. And when we say special, we mean literally
slow.
Crazy.
Special.
So, yes, this is episode 186. Thank you for downloading.
Wow, thanks.
I know, right?
Right.
So, this is take two. We tried this once before, and we might have it as an extra at the end of the show or something. I don't know.
Don't.
But, yeah, it kind of sucked.
Yeah.
And I think the show might actually suck.
No.
We just don't have much to talk about. And you're not talking about freaking diarrhea. With me on here.
Oh, our favorite topic.
That's funny because the listeners love our diarrhea.
Yes, episodes. They do. Sarah, think of a diarrhea song and then say it throughout the show. Like we like
to
do.
What?
Like
it's retarded. Don't even talk about it.
It's awesome. Like, give her an example, Ricky.
Diarrhea.
When you're riding in your rocket and out pops the chocolate. Diarrhea.
We had a whole show based on diarrhea.
And they loved it.
Loved it.
Yum.
Ooh. I don't even know why. I mean, I guess poop and pee and
farts.
Farts and vomit are like people's
How about best queefs?
Beef queef. I don't know.
Me and Sarah like to talk about queefs all the time.
I really don't know anything about queefs. So.
Beef queef.
Raise your hand if you have had a queef in this room.
What? And Nicole's hand goes up.
No, it did not.
She puts both hands up.
Both
I'm
hands.
A roller coaster.
And her feet.
No, I've never had a queef.
What?
I don't think.
Such a liar.
It's never rolled to the front.
Yes, I'm sure it has.
But oh, my God.
That's funny.
Wait. I thought a queef was only when you're having sex.
No.
It can be both.
Mm-hmm. When there is just extra air in your vajay. Oh,
if you've never had a queef from sex and you've never had good sex.
Oh.
I believe that, actually.
Ah.
That reminds me. Today, we're at the costume shop.
Oh, no.
Because we're looking for costumes for Halloween, right?
Duh. So. No, just to wear out in the street.
Yeah, just to wear. Yeah. We just go there, try it on, and then leave. Which, basically, that's what we did today, actually.
It was fucking hot.
Are you going to tell the meme story?
Yes, I am. So, I'm walking through, and I see this wedding gown. It was, like, beautiful. And I go, oh, my God, Nicole. I said, you should dress up as a bride, because you'll never be one.
Oh, that was so mean.
Fuck you.
She looked at me, and she was like,
made me sadsies.
All I heard in the background was bum bum ba bum.
And then tears welled up in my eyes and fell down my cheek.
And splashed on the floor.
Yes.
And when you say your cheeks, your back cheeks.
Yes, because I cry from my ass. You're stupid.
Diarrhea.
Twin. No, I hate you.
Twin it.
No, we're not twinning for a while.
Twin it.
You pissed me off.
You want to twin it.
No, I'm
Come
not.
Come on, let's twin it.
Oh.
I'm leaving you hanging.
That's he left you hanging first.
Yeah, douche.
Dog.
You're a douche. Anyway.
So, Nicole, like, where's our poems? I forgot because I'm so busy because when I get home, I talk to Franco from 5 to 8. And then I have to pet my puppy. And that don't
that
mean my dog.
That sounds dirty.
Shut I don't up. Mean my dog.
I actually didn't talk to Franco this week except for like for 5 minutes.
Who's Franco?
What? Aww.
My favorite gay listener. He's going to marry me.
Aww.
And they're going to go to Japan and then Italy.
And see the bathrooms because apparently they're weird over there. That's what he
the
told
Vatican.
Me.
Oh, and then you're going to spit on the Pope.
Oh, well,
that's
I'm
what he
not
said on the last show.
Well, he can spit on him. I'll hide in the back.
Yeah, and we said you guys were going to hell for doing that.
I'll just drive the getaway car. I'll steal the Pope Mobile. If that's why he's going to go to hell, then I guess being gay is not a sin after all.
Well, at least I don't know.
I don't know. If I don't think
if
it
you
is.
Spit on the Pope, you have no chance of going to heaven.
What about Sinead O'Connor when she ripped the picture? Do you think
she's
going?
That was awesome, and I was totally watching that when I was a kid.
Oh.
Don't lie. They didn't have TV back then. Oh. We're back. I love you again.
Do we say that on the show every time that we do something like that? We're going to be like, twinned.
I think so.
We do it at work, too. That's what's sad.
So what else has been going on, girls?
Samantha, what's new with you?
Nothing.
Oh. Wow.
Sarah, you're next.
That was riveting.
What's new with you?
Nothing.
God. Twilight.
Ooh.
Ooh. All their nipples just perked up.
The magic word was spoken.
Oh, God.
Twilight. I just finished the first book. Well, I haven't quite finished it. I have, like, the last little bit to read, but...
So we can't talk about much if you haven't read them all.
Well,
we can only talk about the first one.
Yeah.
So
me and Sarah have read the full.
We both have not read. Me for and some,
I just
books.
Started New Moon.
I'm starting that one tomorrow.
How much have you read of New Moon?
The first three pages.
At work? No, this is what he did. At work yesterday, he holds up the book. He goes, oh, I can't wait to start reading it. And you've read three pages.
I can't you suck help at life. It.
The only thing I'm disappointed in is watching the movie trailer, because in my head, you know, Edward is this perfect,
yeah,
perfect
guy. I kind of feel the same way about
and
it.
And I picture more like Heath Ledger or something.
Oh, my God.
Not I'm sure he's seeing the Twilight right now.
Oh,
my sister. My sister saw a Joker mask today, and she goes, Heath Ledger mask. I said, no. I said, no, it's the Joker. And she was
wait,
like,
somebody's too loud.
Wait, it's you. Wait. Your shirt.
The one he wears 7 days a week.
Ooh.
Unlike so the girl at work who wears the same jeans every day.
She does. Every day. She must Febreze them.
I don't know.
Ooh. Your S look dirty. Ooh, I like how your S's sound. It's very like... like John Ritter when he would talk. He'd be like a whistle when he said the S's.
I don't remember that.
I don't either.
I do. Watch Problem Child, and you will see what I mean.
I forgot he was in Problem Child. I forgot all about that movie.
I
hate the guy with the voice.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that
the
kid.
Principal.
He's creepy with his red hair.
I wonder what he looks like now.
Fugly.
I'm sure.
Well, he has red hair, so you think everyone with red hair is fugly.
Oh,
Mix Machado.
He was really, he looked scary. Like, he could have been in, like, horror movies.
Chucky.
Chucky.
That's definitely who they modeled Chucky off of, the Problem Child.
Hey, you homo motherfuckers, this is Trucker Mike. Fucking leave business about my penis. Or hate yourself.
Hello. Hello.
I forgot about that part. Or hate yourself.
What is he?
Business.
I still don't know what
business
he's
about
saying.
My penis.
Business.
He meant to say reviews, but he was kind of drunk.
Oh.
Like,
it's
really
funny
drunk.
As hell, though.
Like, I was standing beside him, and I really didn't understand what he was saying.
I'm going to go in the email and delete that. I'm so tired of hearing it.
I'm changing the password.
I'm leaving
Ooh,
the show.
How you like that? Good. Oh, because today we were talking about lunch at Chick-fil-A. Wait, first of all, I went to Chick-fil-A yesterday, and I don't know if anyone's ever experienced this before, but it was around 9:30, and I was by myself because I'm a big fat loser.
Duh.
So I go there, and there's like worship going on there, like people with their Bibles and
Lord, we lift your name on high. Lord, we love to sing your praises. I used to go to church. That's what we sang.
I used to go to church like used to.
Yeah, that's what that means.
So, but,
I've been to church like 5 times my whole life.
What?
I'm that's doomed. Good.
Yeah, I've never taken my oldest, and I took her one recently. And she was like, when we were everyone's supposed to bow their head and pray, and she's like, Mommy, what are we doing? And it was like quiet. Aww. And everyone was like chuckling.
They're like,
or everybody's like, oh, bad mom.
Right.
Your child's gonna
Well, they
burn.
Didn't know she meant like what's praying. They just what are we doing?
I don't feel like praying
like,
today.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah, but
but it beat your ass. This fucking lot. Oh, my mic is going out. I'll be quiet.
Yeah, how about you do that?
Yeah.
So yeah, I just don't get that whole let's go to Chick-fil-A on Friday and Bible study and smell like grease and chicken and then go home.
Right.
Honey mustard.
And so today we were talking about it, and Sarah goes, "What you have to say? What you were saying? What you said?
It's
this isn't
it. It is it Christ fillet." I totally made it funny.
I made it funny.
And what's even sad is that we still laugh kind of hard.
Yeah, it's funny,
like diarrhea.
Christ and diarrhea.
Well, there's a title for this episode.
I know, right? It's not called Christ Fillet. That's what it'll be called.
Oh, yeah. So are we going to talk about Twilight?
I don't know. We kind of veered off the subject.
That's how we roll. We veer off of things.
So what do we want to talk about it?
Have you guys watched the movie trailer for it?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, here's a funny story. When we went to see the Sex and the City movie.
Oh, shut up. Shut your face.
They showed... No, seriously, they showed the trailer for Twilight, and Sarah's sitting next to me, and all of a sudden she goes, "Oh my god!" and like has a conniption in the seat next to me, and
no,
I was like,
didn't.
"I was like, okay, Sarah, it's just the trailer."
No, I was like, "Oh my god, Edward!"
Yeah, you screamed out. You were like, "Edward! Oh my god!"
No, and then people clapped when it was over.
Well, yeah. Okay, but you still freaked out when you saw it.
Another thing is what's weird about that movie is, like, you know the part where she is ducked down and the car is supposed to hit her, but he blocks it?
Yeah.
Why is it in the woods, like,
it's
in the movie?
It's not.
It wasn't
in
the school.
It's at the school.
I know in the book, but...
It's a school parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I saw
it's
trees.
It's just, you know,
I saw behind the scenes pictures, and it's in the parking lot.
It's, like, in snowy Washington.
I hope they don't change it too
like
much.
That.
Like...
I read the script.
It's really hard to like, what?
Why?
It leaked online and I read it.
The whole thing?
Not the whole thing. I skimmed it, but it seems pretty...
True to the book?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
They only changed like minor things, but it's pretty much
I noticed there was a lot more... In the trailer, they talk about more killings going on and they don't really...
I hope there's a gay character.
No. Sorry. No gay vampires.
You have to read the Interview with the Vampire series for that.
Yeah, they're really not that gay.
Louis Lestat.
Close.
Hot.
Well, they don't have sex anyway because they're vampires.
Homoerotic.
Right? Vampires can't have sex, right?
Yeah, they can. Yeah.
What?
Oh.
Just wait.
They can't in Interview with the Vampire.
Well,
they can't. But I haven't.
Ooh.
They didn't have sex in
Twilight.
Wait,
there's
two four
vampires
books.
Can.
There's
right,
four
two
books.
Vampires
two
can.
Two vampires can, but not like a vampire and a human, they can't. Really?
Well, I don't want to give anything away. Okay.
You already did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. What's his face? Bjorn is probably like, oh, my God, they're talking about Twilight. They're talking about it. Or is that Brian?
Brian.
I'm sorry.
He's probably jacking off in the bookstore.
Oh, my
God. Because
that's
where he works.
He's like, oh, yeah, vampires.
Into the book. On page 36.
While someone holds a towel for him.
Because he's Henry VIII. That's what we should talk about.
Hell,
the Tudors.
Yeah.
I haven't seen all that.
There's a
I'll
gay
let you
story
borrow
on
it.
That. There's a gay story on that.
Mm-hmm.
There is?
Yeah. Back then, all the dudes did other dudes.
But then he dies
on the down
because
low.
Of the sweating illness.
Yeah.
The cute one did.
The
other one's weird.
With the curly blonde hair?
Yeah.
The sweating
he wasn't
illness?
Cute.
Or was
he
it
was better looking than the other one.
The one who's the church
who makes the music? Guy? Yeah, he's weird.
Smeaton.
Yeah, not Smeaton.
Wait.
The young, the guy in the first season.
I didn't watch all of the first season.
You can
borrow
the
my
music.
DVD.
I didn't have Showtime.
That you bought for me for my birthday. Thank you.
Yay.
Wow, I'm sure our listeners are loving this right
of
now.
Of course.
Let's play a voicemail.
Okay. Or is there like bummed out because we can't
Wait,
talk about
we're
it?
Talking about Chick-fil-A. What was I going to say?
We already finished it.
You were going to say about how I freaked out and said I was so awesome and you're famous because I'm... on the show now because of what
yeah that's not gonna happen okay
oh
here we go.
Yes
anyway
oh yeah and you guys need to add me to your top 10 because who else is gonna call you drunkenly and complain about the job?
That's my boyfriend Franco.
Who else? All right, bye
Franco.
So remember we were having like this thing where I need to go to the MySpace page. Remember we were telling people to contact us to be in the top 10 MySpace friends?
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, we've had a... Oh, no?
I don't remember that.
I don't think you were on the show because you're lame and you had to go, like, do something
play
for
with
your
yourself.
Family or something.
Yes, I had to go masturbate. It was fun. My hand was sore.
Ew.
That's bad when your hand is sore, not your pussy.
I have arthritis.
Oh,
makes it easier.
Takes a while that way.
You're able to scoop.
My gnarled fingers don't do much.
Actually, the top three should be the three of us and then seven
our
after
own,
us.
Our own, like, personal
MySpaces.
I need to look at our profile. Because
it's sort of been changed because I was trying to tinker with it, I think.
Tinker.
I don't know if it worked very well.
Our MySpace page kind of sucks.
We're going to have Sarah redo it.
Hooray.
Pro bono.
Yay.
So we had a couple people respond. Brian says, hey, I'm boobalicious too. Why am I not on your top friends list? Mm-hmm. This is junior high, bitches. Don't play like it ain't. And then Lauren says, I should remain in the top friends because, simply put, I'm boobalicious. Yeah, but you wouldn't enter our competition.
Yeah, you suck, Lauren.
Competition.
And she must not be too boobalicious.
No, she's got big old titties.
Mine, seriously, today, I thought I was going to have just one big flat boob in all those costumes.
Yeah.
They were hurting.
Sucks. Well, at least some fit you.
Except on Krispy Kremes. I was falling out of that one. Because you left like right when I was going to try it on.
Aww, and Sergeant sucks. Dick Amazing?
Yeah.
What is and that?
The like, one we wanted Ricky to put on.
Oh, my God.
It was a prison guard.
And I was like,
guard.
That like, wouldn't even wrap around my kneecap. Joey Joe says, greeting brothers and sisters of the foul. Thanks for the ad.
You're welcome.
And
who is that? David Beckham?
No, but he's hot.
From here, it looks like him. I
David
love him.
Beckham is a fucking babe.
He's a big old piece of meat.
Oh.
And I'd eat him.
Hell yeah.
Princess put, okay, it's official. There are 80 effing feedbacks on your iTunes account while there are still none on mine. I want to see pictures.
What does that mean?
Because we were supposed Trucker to put Mike. The pictures of Trucker Mike up at 80 pictures, and now we're at like reviews. 85 reviews. You know, because you're not like writing poems and stuff. Mm, yeah.
But you said you weren't going to put it up until Trucker Mike's on the show, so.
Yeah.
Not our
so
fault.
Shut up.
What?
Our fault.
You said you were going to do it when he was here so he could like be here and talk about it.
Well, we're doing that tomorrow, so
it'll be up.
I'm not on the show tomorrow, just so you know.
I know, it's just going to be me and Trigger Mike.
Ooh, douche.
Right, isn't it nice of him to consult us about this?
I know,
this?
Right?
He
we're your co-host.
Already no. says that.
Exactly. Co-host.
Yeah, which means we have input.
Not three co-hosts.
Not co-owner. Not owner.
Without
we don't
us,
own anything.
Excuse me. Without us, you don't have a show.
Ooh.
So.
Snap, Smith.
Whatever, Beyonce.
What are you going to do? Sit here and talk on the mic by yourself?
Ricky's the Michelle of the Destiny's Child. Oh, right. I'm at least Kelly Rowland.
Me.
You're the mom who makes their horrible clothes.
Yeah.
Oh. Mark says, good day, guys. He's from Australia.
Yeah.
Ooh. And he's on the Frapper map, too.
Is he gay?
Probably.
Yeah. Bummer.
He said, to answer your question, I first came across your cast on the Big Gay Sex Show and have been listening for the last month.
Yeah, he's gay.
Keep them coming, Mark.
Okay.
Coming.
That's nice.
See you.
Yeah. So, yeah, the website needs to be updated with us because I was telling my friend about it, and he's like, I'm not listening to that because I'm not gay. I was like, well, it's not just about
gay. It was
you know,
that
gay.
Big O?
Yeah. So he's going to listen. Yeah.
Well, some people think that if you don't have butt sex, you're not gay.
Did we talk about that?
Oh. No, I wasn't.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about that.
So,
who thinks this?
Mr. J, the married ex of mine, I told him about the show because I was trying to work on the website when I was talking to him one night. And he was like, well, what do you guys talk about? And I was like, all kinds of stuff. Like, he's like blowjobs and stuff, which
oh
is
my
his
God.
Favorite topic. And I was like, yeah. And I said, he's like, well, how do I listen? And I said, I don't think you'd want to. It's like there's a gay guy on there. He's like, oh, gross. And then he said something about how he was a fag or something because he did it up the butt. And I was like, I've learned that not all gay guys do that. And he's like, well, then they're not gay. I was like, so you don't think it's gay for a guy to give another guy a blowjob? He was like, no, he's just freaky.
Oh, like, so have you ever
I know,
given
right?
a guy a blowjob or had a guy blowjob you?
Blowjob you?
Never had a guy blowjob you. That's the title of this show.
No. I get blowjobbed all
blow
the time.
You. I meant blow you. Sorry.
Oh, I love it.
My bad.
Do you like it when a guy blowjobs you? Why don't you come blowjob me?
It's now a verb.
Yes,
no
it's a
thanks.
Verb now. It's changed. Oh, I love to give a good blowjobbed.
Yes, I made a new word for the dictionary.
I
love
it. I didn't tell you about, I think I told you. I don't know if I told you about it. But you know I've been posting those pictures of 365 of me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I post a picture and then somebody posts this anonymous comment or emails me and says, "You're like fat as fuck. You shouldn't like be showing yourself. You're fucking disgusting, oh, you nasty fat pig." No. And I was like, but I was like, "Fuck you." So I posted me of one. I must like
naked.
And then this is what I
and
said.
And then he threw up.
And then I threw up and made myself sick because I'm so fat and ugly and nasty.
I keep telling you, but you just don't listen. No, I like what I said to you at work the other day when the girl was talking about how she had lost 100 pounds. She goes, "I feel like I lost a Backstreet Boy." I said, "Yeah, and Ricky ate one."
Oh, Ricky, that picture's not so hot.
That's what I'm saying.
Is
but
that
I
the one
you
commented on?
No, this is the one I posted with.
So everybody in the world can see that picture of me. Mm.
Yeah. It said, "This is me. If you don't like it, don't look. Frankly, I'm tired of hearing people call me fat. Yes, I am aware I'm fat. I may not look healthy and I may disgust you, but no matter what, I still love me. This is my body, my only body. And as for now, you might feel it's ugly, but right now I am alive and I am breathing. And I can see past what most people can't. If you don't like my photos, don't comment. Leave this place. I love me and thank you for reading."
Aw, I feel like tears are going to fall.
Tears.
It's so like a diary of like a middle school girl who's like, I
aww,
hate my
body.
Oh my
body. God, I was just right. thinking that. Shut up.
Have you guys seen this? This is cool.
Please, just
oh, don't vote. Hello.
Don't vote.
Fuck
don't.
Yes.
Don't vote.
No, seriously, don't.
You don't care.
What's the point? Don't.
Don't vote.
Don't Usher. Vote, really.
This is one of the biggest financial disasters in so history.
He
why
is.
Would you vote? Why would you
oh,
vote?
Oh,
no
one shut
cares.
Up.
The economy's in
he's
the
hilarious.
Toilet.
Who gives a shit? I don't care. I got so much money.
Out of the question. Don't vote. Because who cares about, you know, your children's education?
Reading? Literacy? Really?
What's that?
You're right.
I don't love vote. Her.
It's a bad mm-hmm. idea.
You don't have to.
Who cares about global warming and the fact that
he's our hot. Polar ice caps are melting?
I hear polar up. Bears can swim. I forbid you to vote. Stay where you are.
Halle Berry.
Don't vote.
Because who gives a shit about terrorism?
The who's right that? To choose, the right to life, the right, any right.
I got 19 kids. Never used abortion once. Do not vote.
Voting is absurd.
It's ridiculous.
Who cares
about the war on drugs? I've never fought a war on drugs. I've never done shit on drugs besides played Halo 2.
Not boat.
There's no point.
Ooh. Why?
Who cares about Darfur?
Darfur? I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Oh my God.
That sounds like a t-shirt company to me.
You don't care? I don't care.
Don't or... vote. Whatever you do, don't vote.
Nobody's listening to you. So, hey, you know what?
Fuck it.
Ooh. Don't
me
vote.
Me too.
Unless you care about healthcare.
If you think that everybody deserves to be taken care of when they're sick, then
maybe you should actually reconsider. Maybe you should vote.
Mm. If you care about gun control, women's rights, civil rights,
rising gas chills. Prices,
Social Security,
the war, then you should vote.
I mean, you could vote if you care about welfare, minimum wage,
the economy, gay rights, abortion rights, education.
First Amendment, Second Amendment, all the amendments.
Or your future, or the world,
Spider-Man.
Or our country.
Everything.
Natalie.
Unless you cared that what you felt about these issues might be exercised.
I care. Does that matter to you? Because if it does, then maybe you ought to vote.
You know you have to register to vote, right? I mean, you do know that, right? Mm. You have to register God. First in order
I'll
to vote.
I'll vote that.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
You gotta
if he
register
was running,
to vote.
I'd be voting.
I can't believe I'm even saying this.
You must register in order to vote.
The deadline is days away. You know, in some states, it's October 4th, and then that's it. And then your power's gone.
We should have
you
played this a couple days ago.
No choice.
It's very right. easy. Yeah. It takes a few seconds. The website is right
it's
here.
It's new.
You're probably online right now, aren't you?
You can literally register to vote while you're pooping.
All you need is
I
a mouse.
I love her.
I'm
what
fucking
I'm
Matt
do
Damon.
Is I'm going to wait around while you write this information down.
All right.
Me too.
Do me.
I'll wait as well.
I'll wait too.
Please don't. I hate her.
I'm going to take off my bra under my shirt.
I mean, this guys
really
love that.
About your future. So we don't want to interrupt, you know.
She's
what are you
so
doing,
pretty.
Watching TV?
You're obviously smart enough to play Scrabble on this thing, or poker, or whatever you're doing, or
watch
porn. It's none of my business.
I love her,
I mean,
too.
Just waiting for a couple of people.
I know, we got
Kevin Bacon, Six go. Degrees.
It's important they need to register.
Penis.
You know, we're kind of waiting around for it. I mean, I don't have a watch, but I'll wait a little, you know, I'll wait a little while longer while you do this.
What are you up to later? We want to hang out? After you're done registering, that's a possibility. Anybody know how to work this?
A Rubik's Cube.
Oh, no. Okay, so look, if you're like me and you're already registered to vote, that's cool. But your responsibility goes much deeper than that. I need you to take this and send it to 5 people.
Just send it to 5 people that care as much as you think you care.
5 friends!
God, I hope you have at least 5 friends.
No.
I did have 5 friends.
If you have more, send it to more friends.
They'll watch it, they'll do the same thing, and they're gonna tell 5 of their friends,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 friends.
And they'll send it to 5 friends.
And then it'll be exponentially
5 friends and 5 friends.
And then 5 and 5 and 5
and 5 friends. And they're going to send it to 5 friends. And then it's going to be like rampant, like herpes. For positive.
But for positive. She's like,
I mean, seriously, after all this, after this whole video.
He is so hot since he's gained weight.
Since he's gotten older.
You have to vote.
He aged.
You gotta vote.
Love.
Sorry, I thought he was hot in Titanic.
He looked a little too boyish. He got really hot once he got into like.
Sorry. Did you register?
Yes.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. What's your name?
Julie.
You gotta be like Julie.
She's like, thanks. I'm standing next to a famous man, right? And I love it. And he's totally checking me out.
With a creepo.
So you guys
smile.
Can check that out on the website, and you can also take that and embed it into your blogs or whatever. I was thinking that I should contact a bunch of podcasters and like do our own one like that.
Oh,
wouldn't that be cool? And then we can all put it together.
It's too late to register to vote now.
But that's in some states.
Oh, okay.
I'm already registered.
Me too.
I'm registered.
I'm voting, bitches.
Ooh. And you better fucking vote too.
Yeah.
You better vote for what we want you to fucking vote for. Jesus, stupid bitch.
Oh my God.
Straight boy face. Came out. Yay.
All right, so we're at 26 minutes.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
God, this show blows.
We can just do one show. 26 if you want.
Minutes of fail.
And then I'll use the other one that we do tomorrow with Trekker Mike for the second one.
That works.
For this week.
Yeah, because it's already after 9 and I got a little baby.
And then Wednesday, should we do a Project Runway?
Hell
like
yeah.
15 minute show?
Well, I won't be able to come for 15 minutes and then leave. That's stupid.
You just need to move in these apartments.
Well,
with us.
I guess you're not dedicated then. I guess you're gone.
You're out.
Oh.
Let's.
You are out.
You're either in or you're out.
We should have a vote of listeners if they want me gone.
Wiedersehen.
I'm deafened by the German. 9.
Oh.
Ooh.
Rammstein. That's Rammstein. No.
Guten Morgen. That's good morning.
Wiener Schnitzel.
I love Wiener Schnitzels.
You would.
Scheiße. Oh my God.
Good one.
No. You should get that Halloween costume and then braid your hair across your head and wear the little.
Oh, the German girl?
Yeah.
I didn't even
with
see
the beer.
That. Where was that?
At Spirit.
Oh, I didn't see it.
At Spirit.
Duh, I liked Krusty Kremes, but that's Sarah, gross. as soon as I came out, Sarah said, go back in. Why was it so bad? I needed to get a chance to look at myself.
I don't know. It was just wrong.
You definitely couldn't wear it to work.
Yeah. Probably because people thought you were going to squirt out your creamers.
Oh!
You're the only one that thought it was a burn.
That's how much Ricky really knows about breasts.
I know.
Yeah. We could just squirt out milk at any time.
You would know. You think you would know more being a girl and all.
Fuck you.
No thanks.
All right, we're gonna end the show.
Oh,
hey, I have to say one more thing.
I liked how it was going.
Something you cracked me up today when you said that you weren't interested in somebody because he was too girly for you.
As you're like the biggest girl of all of us.
I am not.
I am not. You totally just whined like a girl.
Yeah.
You can ask the 250 guys that have fucked from the show.
No.
I was like, jaw dropped.
I was like, man whore.
I was like, damn, no wonder you fly all over the country.
Even
so
I only had 155 cocks in my mouth.
Oh,
at once. My jaw's unhinged like a snake.
Oh my God.
God, that mental image.
You guys.
Then all those dicks would be rubbing against each other.
They're all being gay.
No, they're just freaky.
They're just freaky,
yeah,
my bad.
Because they just rub their dicks together. Yeah, as long as they know there's no anal sex, they're just freaky.
Right.
Ooh, I had a boyfriend that was in the Navy, and he never told me, but he told my brother that him and one of the guys on deck would go down and jack off together to a magazine. Like, this is before we were together.
Like, they would,
but they weren't gay.
Guy's dick and
no. They did their own, but they just looked at the same magazine at the same time.
That's weird.
But it wasn't gay.
Why couldn't they share the magazine at separate times?
That's what I was wondering.
Were they both horny that exact time?
I don't know.
I can't wait, man. Right? I got to share it with you.
So do you think that's gay?
Yeah.
That's curious.
Yeah.
He's really just wanting to be like, what's this other guy's dick look like? Maybe we'll masturbate at the same time and I'll get to see.
Maybe I'll blowjob him.
My bad.
He looks like he could use a good blowjobbed.
He just got blowjobbed.
Oh my God. Shut up, we're going to blowjob your ass.
Oh, I forgot to talk about
The book. We can talk about it now. We don't have to stop it.
So
be a little long.
Well, this is just one thing. Drew Ferguson, the guy that wrote the
Screwed Up Life of Charlie II.
Yes. sent us an email and states that we can contact him for an extra book or two and we can have a contest and give away the book. Mm-hmm. He will sign it, but I thought that we would also sign it.
Yeah.
And we could write our own message.
Yes.
But we just have to think of a contest for these people.
Yeah.
That they'll actually like respond to.
Unlike the competition.
Yeah. Like no one entered.
Well, there's like three girls probably that listen to this.
So we have to come up with something good for a competition. And I was thinking we could do like iTunes reviews and put people that started when we wanted to do the contest and then all the way up until like from a month from now and then put them all in a hat and then pick two names out.
No,
that's too easy.
We're like, no.
Oh, okay.
We need something to start like soon. We have to think of it.
We need like
we'll
an interactive like contest. Hey, did you close the P.O. box?
Well, I didn't pay the bill. So it's closed right now.
But if there's something in there. That'll suck.
It might be, but I mean, we have to pay the bill. It's $21.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
I should. Maybe I should open it back up. I don't have
can you? Do you have to do it for that long? Can you just do it for like 2 months or something?
No, you have to do it 6 months at a time.
That's stupid.
Well, why don't you tell the United States Postal Service that?
I will.
And then tell the president.
I will.
And then China, who's going to be like our boss one day.
Oh, scurry.
All right, so let's head on out of here. Let's get on out of here.
Let's make like babies and head out.
Let's make like trees and leave.
Make like a banana.
Leaf.
And split.
I'm sorry.
These puns are stupid.
Yes.
Stupid.
Yes, that's why I was not participating in them.
So.
Diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
Samantha goes, makes fart noises.
Let's make like diarrhea and run.
That's gonna be our new sign off every time.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Well, I hate to make like diarrhea, but I gotta run.
I love it.
Oh, I'm writing that down.
That was me. I made that up.
Okay.
Alright.
You have your credit.
All right.
Copywritten.
Alright, so this is the website at FoulMonkeys.com. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. I would say send us something to the P.O. box.
It's closed.
Don't do that right now. If you want to send us something, email me and I'll send you the address. And Frapper Mappus.
We can
MySpaces, which we're getting ready to get a brand new MySpace page. So we're going to have to close the old one down to get the new one because I guess originally it was set up as a band.
As a music
and it used
page.
To be set up as a personal one.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do stuff to
because I tried to edit the music stuff and it like would not do anything. And I was like,
unless Sarah can get it to work. Because I'd rather not have people like switch
learn
over
a whole
because
new thing.
They may not come to our page.
Yeah. Yeah. Just fix the one we have. That'd be awesome.
If you can.
I'll try.
Sweet.
And we'll also be working on the main website to. Oh, I want to let everybody know that Herb will be back next Friday. But he will not be on the show.
Well,
going to continue.
Why did you bother telling
right?
him?
Well, I just want him to know that he's coming back.
Oh, he's coming back.
He's been in Arizona, and he'll be coming back. And there'll be more about that later. So, I guess that's it.
Oh, my God. What
call and leave us messages. We want messages.
We need some messages.
We want questions.
Yeah, no one ever asks us questions except for SD Ken, and he asks us dirty questions.
I'm dirty.
He's dirty. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but he asks the best.
But the thing is that we need to My
own personal one. All right. Shh, this is background convo. Can't be on the show.
We need to be all like recording together when we get these questions because some of them are directed only towards one person.
Yeah.
So I'm going to really need you, Nicole, to block your time off on Sundays from like 12 to 3.
Fine.
And I'm going to need you to write 8 poems.
I'm going to need you to learn how to rhyme, and you can write your own fucking poem.
I'm going
to
fucking teach you to fucking swallow that microphone, bitch.
I already know how to do that.
Oh, ew. Horror. Gross.
Nope. Oh. Why did we both discover that we can barely move our fingers this way?
I know, we can barely do it.
Samantha can do it more than you. Do like, a little, you're more forward than
you
sideways.
Can go fast. I can't go fast. I have to think about it.
I have to go like, I have to go
I can do it faster on my left hand, and I'm right-handed. So no, you're doing this. It has to do this.
I'm
doing
it. I'm going around the world, bitches.
No, that's weird. We're like backwards. We're wired wrong.
It's hilarious.
I guess people like, don't know. Whenever we say the word horror, because we don't like to like call people horrors
to their faces.
To their faces. So we just take our finger like
back and forth back motion. And forth.
We'll have to record us doing it.
Yes. Yeah. Wait.
Well, but you need to go vote.
I mean, no, some people just are whores and you have to say it,
right?
Like Sarah.
Oh,
whore. What?
You're a bummer. I'm you sleepy. Need to speak more.
All right, people, we're out of here. Thank you for downloading episode 186. We're almost to 200. We need to have like a 200 contest.
Confetti.
We have too many contests.
We could do the contest on our 200th show.
Gasp.
And it'll be the people that call in and leave us a happy like 200th.
Like how we
that
all
go into the hat to get picked for the book.
No, that's too far away. I want to do a contest now.
No.
With a deadline of like Halloween.
What about we do one book now? Yeah. One book now and one book then.
What about a costume contest?
If he sends us two books, I don't know if he will.
Hot. So.
That's a good idea. Whoever has the best Halloween costume and sends us pictures of it will win the book. That's with a signed message from each of us.
Okay.
And because that's Halloween, and we need to get a show out before Halloween so they can hear it and then take pictures.
Well, they'll hear it now.
Well,
so, okay.
We'll remind them.
All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Samantha.
This is Nicole.
And Sarah.
And
we're making like diarrhea and running.
Ew. I thought that was like a real sound effect you had.
That was my real butt.
I believe.
No, I don't doubt it.
All right, bye, people.
Bye.
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 Ow.
Next, on a very special edition of Foul Monkeys, Ricky learns a tough lesson in love.
Have you ever played that one before?
Yeah.
Yeah, just one time.
It actually doesn't sound like a dog. It sounds like a beast, like a wildebeest
or something. Or a werewolf.
I'm glad you guys found that you're happy because I'm being raped by some animal.
I don't get that from listening to it.
What do you get?
It sounds like
that
it's
he's
eating
just making
you
upset.
Well, I think if he's sticking his penis in my ass without my permission and he's an animal, I'm pretty sure he's going to make me
upset.
But
it sounds like a werewolf and it's like
But you're just
you.
Crying. You'd like, be like screaming in pain.
Yeah.
Hold on.
No, you're recording, aren't you?
No, hold on for a second. I have to make sure I'm recording through the right things.
Yeah, do that because you screwed it up 5 times.
Okay, I think we're good. We're good.
I didn't hear anything if we're supposed to hear something.
Well, yeah, that's the problem is...
You need to cut all this out because it's stupid.
No,
right
I'm not going to cut it out. This is Foul Monkeys. We don't cut shit out except for people's names that we talk about.
Beep that shit out.
So, today we went out costume shopping.
So you never did the intro.
Yeah. What episode this is? Who all's here?
Yeah, let's start over. You're All right.
I feel like
start
I need
over.
A script.
That was like totally recorded.
Oh, us going, you ready?
Yeah.
I think.
So anyway, Nicole, I had like the weirdest dream the other day.
What'd you dream?
I dreamed that these people, zombie people, were chasing me in the street and they were all naked and I was naked and it was totally weird. And then when I got to, for some reason, I went to a weigh station and like for trucks, I guess I was that fat or something. Whoa. And I had lost 155 pounds.
That's crazy. Because I totally had the same kind of a weird dream the other night.
And what was that?
Start over. God.